Good morning. A strong, gusty northwest wind is developing behind a cool front that passed through the region late last night. Now the door is open for cold air to flow in from Canada on the heels of that northwest breeze, which at times today will gust over 30 and even 40 miles per hour, especially across the hills. We'll have a few passing rain or snow showers in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Otherwise, a good amount of sunshine mixed with clouds elsewhere. Highs today will struggle, though, and only reach the 40s to around 50 on average throughout the region, maybe a bit milder toward the east coast. For tonight, high pressure settling in will clear the skies out. It'll be breezy and quite cold with widespread frost, most locations down in the 20s and even some teens by early tomorrow morning across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a dry but chilly weekend. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, still breezy and cold with highs averaging in the mid-50s, but the wind will make it feel cooler. Starting out with a frost again on Sunday morning and afternoon temperatures in the lower 50s despite lots of sunshine and still a bit breezy. We'll finally turn the corner on Monday after more frost in the morning, a nice afternoon with lots of sunshine and highs back into the lower 60s. We'll get some milder air in here through midweek of next week, but in order to get it to our region, we'll see some clouds and scattered showers through the midweek period, and temperatures will start to climb lower to mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday and into the lower 70s by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Central Plains into Missouri. A corridor of favorable instability is possible ahead of a surging dry line across portions of western and central Kansas. Also, strong veering of winds with height and low-level speed shear, combined with low-level energy and a nearby warm front, support the risk for supercells with large hail and tornadoes. Also, a frost and freeze watch and warning are out for a large part of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast for tonight and tomorrow morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 1:20 a.m. today. The last report of hail was at Portland, Oregon at 6:18 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 134 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Guthrie, Texas. The 109-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1989 by 16 degrees. There were 6 daily record lows. At Ripley, Tennessee, it was 33 degrees, and this is 6 degrees colder than the old record that was set back in 1967. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and snow grains, blowing snow and fog, 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 33, 73% relative humidity, a west wind at 17 miles per hour, gusting to 35, and the barometer at 29.70 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at San Angelo, Texas, to a low of 21 at Rolla, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, windy and cool in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny, windy, upper 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 57 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 44, that's 8 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 2.97 inches, which is 23/100ths above normal, and 7.77 inches for the year, which is 2.97 inches below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 420, and for the season 5,084. The average high temperature in Albany today 63 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 91 set in 1962, and the record low 26 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m., sunset this evening 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a few passing rain or snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-40s, though staying in the 30s across the mountains. Clear and very cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the 20s, back into the teens across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a few passing rain or snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear and very cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, windy, and cold today with highs near 50. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still breezy and cold, mid-50s. More sunshine Sunday, but still breezy and chilly, lower 50s. Back to the lower 60s with lots of sunshine Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, a chance of a shower Tuesday, lower 60s. Mid to upper 60s Wednesday, partly sunny. And a chance of showers Thursday with highs into the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.